Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, DAB, online and on your bedside entertainment system.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning, I'm getting ready for a brand new morning, packing my bags for a heavenly journey, I can't wait to be there, no I can't wait to be there.
Here to open today's programme are words of a song I remember my grandmother singing, often, especially when she was feeling tired or weary. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Today's programme bids us to be still. For in our reading today, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." This first song is one I haven't played before, and its title is "Still, My Soul Be Still," from the album Courage, and it's sung here by Stuart Townend and Kaz Burnett.
Still, my soul be still, and do not fear. The winds of change may rage tomorrow. God is at your side. No longer dread the fires of unexpected sorrow. God, you are my God, and I will trust in you.
There are many complex reasons why people sometimes become weary or ill at ease. Sometimes there seems to be no reason to it at all, but it's sometimes possible to actually trace our lack of peace right back to its root cause. And by doing this, we can even begin to put things right, to say sorry or come to terms with our source of sadness. Weariness can also be the result of physical frailty or illness, a complex lifestyle, emotional breakdown, and sometimes our own wrongdoing or guilt. There are ways our peace can be restored. I'd like to sing our first hymn today, inspired by Psalm 62, 1-8, and it's called "My Soul Finds Its Rest in God Alone."
My soul finds its rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock, and He is my fortress, and I will never be shaken. Thank you. salvation and my honor depend upon God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in the Lord at all times, all you people. Pour out your hearts to Him. My soul finds its rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock, and He is my fortress, and I will never be shaken.
Some do find their rest in God through prayer, meditation, or simply by being still, enjoying creation and the great outdoors perhaps. Some deal with their restlessness by counting their blessings in the storms of life, instead of dwelling on all that's negative. It's also a powerful experience to actually imagine yourself as one of the characters in a Bible story. For example, there was someone in church once who didn't feel worthy enough to receive bread and wine during the service. The priest asked him to imagine himself at the Last Supper, saying, "What does Jesus doing when he sees you in his room sitting alone in the corner, unable to eat with everyone else?" His reply was, "I see him leaving the table and bringing the bread and wine over to me." And it was a healing moment. I know that if ever I feel restless, I use my imagination to picture a beach by the sea, and there I meet with Jesus and we sit side by side, or we stand by the water's edge, or we sit and look at the setting sun together. It really helps to imagine what it is we chat about, and I often leave with answers to my questions because of that stillness, because of that moment alone with Jesus. Amy Grant sings our next song, "Be Still My Soul."
Be still my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, He faithful will remain. Be still my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as He has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious will be bright at last.
Beautiful song there by Amy Grant, singing "Be Still My Soul." Those who are heavily burdened can often be helped by their simple acceptance that there are some things we simply cannot change in life and never will. The Serenity Prayer, written by American theologian Reinhard Niebuhr, says, "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. We can sometimes feel burdened by the weight of guilt and regret. A top psychiatrist once claimed that he could discharge 3/4 of his patients if only they could know forgiveness. Some people find that when they unpack their burdens and confess them, either to God directly or to an understanding friend or priest, they find that burden has lifted. Healing can occur when someone simply comes alongside and listens and understands. Can we be that friend to others? They say a problem shared is a problem halved, which is what this next song, made famous by Simon and Garfunkel, is all about. In it we find a friend who will always be there for us and be a bridge over our troubled waters. Why not imagine these words being said directly to you this morning?
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them.
Oh, if you need.
That was Bridge Over Troubled Water, sung by Simon and Garfunkel. What do scriptures say about being burdened and being weary? In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 4, St. Paul said this to those going through trials. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So what Paul is saying is what we learn as we go through stressful experiences and hardships, we may actually one day be able to help others because of that, others with similar problems. Everyone encounters troubles in life. We are all cracked pots in some shape or form at some point in life. But if we can just come to terms with our brokenness, accept we're not alone in our brokenness, that God can even use our brokenness to his good purposes, then nothing in his eternal plan will go to waste. Let's listen to this story from China. An elderly lady, a Chinese lady, had two large pots, each hung at the end of a pole which she carried across her neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walks from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived, only half full. For a full 2 years, this went on daily, with the woman bringing home only 1.5 pots of water. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishment, but the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it could only do half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be bitter failure, it spoke to the woman one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to the house." The old woman smiled. "Did you notice that there are flowers on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw, so I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back, you water them. For 2 years, I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace the house." I just love that story. Let's listen to a song that matches that story. It's called "Thou Dost Keep Him in Perfect Peace" by Robert Studley, and it's sung here by the choir of St. Michael the Belfry. Let's hear what Jesus has to say in our gospel reading today as he claims to be the answer to our problems. Here is Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. It says this, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, what did Jesus then mean by inviting people to take his yoke upon themselves? What was all that about? William Barclay, the theologian, tells us that in those days the yoke which was placed upon the back of a working ox was carved carefully to fit an animal's shoulders, simply for comfort and efficiency. It was made to measure, a bespoke yoke. Two oxen would be yoked together and they shared the weight of the burden that they heaved along. With such a yoke as this placed on our shoulders, knowing that Jesus is by our side through every twist and turn of our lives, then whatever we're given to do in life can actually become a labour of love and a real joy that we share with him. Jesus promises our weariness will be dealt with if we just simply trust in him and team up with him, never giving up. So here's my final choice of music this morning. It's not a hymn, it's a Carole King song sung here by James Taylor, and it's called "You've Got a Friend." It tells us, "Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there. You've got a friend." And so it's goodbye from me this week, Sheila Hamill, and my technical assistant, Andrew Ridgwick.
Bye, everyone.
Have a great week, everyone. Bye for now.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will see you again. Summer or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend?